إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد then to continue with the explanation of Al-Aqidah Tahawiyah, Imam Al-Tahawi rahimahullah's creed, book of creed, with the explanation of Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan hafidhullah. Then last week we had point number 41, وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ الْمُصْطَفَى وَنَبِيُّهُ الْمُجْتَبَى وَرَسُولُهُ الْمُرْتَضَى. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his chosen slave and his selected prophet and his messenger whom he is pleased with. Then with regard to what we had last week or a part of it, who can mention to me the two most crucial points that we believe with regard to the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he himself summarized in the hadith where he mentioned, do not praise me, as the Christians have praised Isa ibn Maryam, do not go to beyond the limits in praise of me, as the Christians went in exaggerated praise beyond the bounds with regard to Isa ibn Maryam. What are the two crucial points that we believe with regard to Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he is what? Something and something else. Which he himself summarized in that hadith. No. Jazakallahu khairan. As he himself said in that hadith, إِنَّمَا أَنَا عَبْدْ فَقُولُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ. I am just a slave. So therefore say, the slave of Allah and his messenger. So that's what we believe about Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he was a slave of Allah, an obedient slave of Allah, and he was the messenger of Allah. And as Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned, the term Abdullah, the slave of Allah, it negates what? It negates any what? In his explanation, he mentioned a point. Because we believe he is a slave of Allah, it means he has no share of what? I don't know. As the brother mentioned, that negates any share of lordship for the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or any share of divinity or right to worship. We believe about Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he was Allah's slave, you know, a slave created by Allah. Therefore, he has no share of lordship and no share of the right to worship. However, he is Allah's messenger. Allah sent him to convey the message to the people. We also mentioned a point, and the homework, if we remember, was with regard to the names of the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So who can give me one authentic name of Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if possible, with some evidence for it, if possible. If not, then without. One's enough. Which one? Ahmad. Sahih. The first, as the brother mentioned, Ahmad is one of the names of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It gets harder as you go along. Any more? Bearing in mind, this was supposed to be the homework for the brothers. And if that's as far as we got, then he didn't work very hard. No. Kunya. The brother's correct in the sense that the kunya of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Abu al-Qasim, the father of Qasim, al-Qasim. But we were dealing with the names, actual names. Al-Hashir. Al-Hashir. No, it's authentic. The Prophet, from the names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Al-Hashir. No. Ahmad.
لك
أنا.
الله محمود.
يمكن هذا as was mentioned in the text last week. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. The last term ورسوله أو before that or that the first term وأن محمدا عبده المصطفى, and that Muhammad is his chosen slave, and that is authentic narration to support that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his names was An-Nabi al-Mustafa, the chosen messenger, no doubt. Al-Aqib, yeah, that's authentic. It's authentic that the messenger from his names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Al-Aqib. Mahiq. Al-Mahi. Al-Mahi will... الله ما سمعت عندك دليل يعني في يوجد الماحي الذي محى الماحي موجود يعني إيه خير لا لا صفة كما قال الأخ attribute. Because there are many, as some of the scholars have pointed out, there are many things attributed as names to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but many of them are just attributes of him, characteristics of him, or as for actual names. Amin. Yeah, Amin. As the brother mentioned, that they used to call him even before Islam. They used to call him Al Amin. As we do, as a brother, Al Mahi. No. حفظ يعني كتاب. نعم. Anyway. طيب إن شاء الله. And just very quickly, because this is a suitable place for it, inshallah, we'll go through some of the authentic names authentic, most of which the brothers have already mentioned, names authentically, which are names of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with the evidences. And first of all, there's a point, this before we go into the text, inshallah, just as an additional thing. Then Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah, in his book Jala'ul Afham, he made an important point that with regard to the names of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that just as we have a principle with regard to the names of Allah the Most High, that all of Allah's names have along with them an attribute, that Allah's names, contrary to what some of the Mu'tazila and their like and the Jahmiyyah say, contrary to what they say Allah's names are just pure and simple names, no meaning behind them, no attribute attached to them. So they say, therefore, that Allah is As-Sami, the hearing one, without any hearing. It's just a name, a title, they say. So the belief of the people of the Sunnah, as we had already in Al-Wasitiyah, is that all of Allah's names are names along with attributes. So Allah is As-Sami, the one who's called the hearing one, and he has the attribute of hearing. Allah is Al-Basir, the all-seeing one. That's his name, and he has the attribute of seeing. Ibn al-Qayyim in Jala'ul Afham mentions that the same point applies to the names of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his names are not just merely names. He's got this name, but the meaning of the name is nothing to do with him. No, he made a point that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of his names are characteristics as well that are found in him. So with that in mind, then the first name is, of course, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the praiseworthy one, and also the one who praises abundantly. between the one who is praised and the one who praises abundantly. And the evidence, of course, we had last week a couple of evidences. Amongst them, the ayah, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولُ Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, ayah 144. With the explanation, Muhammad is but a messenger, and many messengers have passed away before him. And likewise, the ayah that we had last week, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَى أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ Surah Al-Ahzab, the 33rd surah, ayah 40. With the explanation, Muhammad is not the father of any of your men. And likewise, in Surah Muhammad, 47th surah, ayah 2, and Surah Al-Fath, 48th surah, ayah 29. The name Muhammad is mentioned for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah. And obviously in ahadith, many ahadith. The second name, then, as the brothers mentioned, Ahmad, the most praiseworthy one, Ahmad. And the evidence for that is one ayah in the Quran, as we had last week. The ayah from, as the brother mentioned, from Surah Saff, the 61st surah, ayah 6, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ The saying of Isa alayhi salam, he foretold the coming of a prophet who will come after me, a messenger bringing glad tidings who will come after me, his name will be Ahmad. So no doubt, that's one of the names of the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ahmad. And thirdly, Al-Mahi, the one who eliminates or wipes away, meaning the one through whom Allah wipes away unbelief. And the evidence for this name is a hadith, and we'll read the hadith when we've gone through the 10 names in this list, inshaAllah. The evidence being the hadith of Jubair ibn Mut'im, radiallahu anhu. The fourth name, Al-Hashir, the first one to be resurrected. Al-Hashir, the first one to be resurrected. And the one after whom the rest of the people, will be resurrected. Evidence is the same hadith of Jubair ibn Mut'im, reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The fifth name, Al-Aqib, the last prophet. The proof being the same hadith. And the sixth name, Al-Muqaffi. Al-Muqaffi. Did anybody say that? Al-Muqaffi, fima arif. Sahih? Why another? لعلك صحيح جزاك الله خيرا مقفى كذلك المقفى صحيح The brother just corrected my non-Arabic here. المقفى, the one who follows on from the previous messengers and is the final one of them. And the evidence for that being the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, reported by Muslim. No, I'm sorry. So Al-Muqaffa, whoever put Al-Muqaffi, correct that, Al-Muqaffa, not what I just said. Then the seventh name, Nabi Tawbah, the prophet of repentance, the one through whom Allah opened the gate of repentance to his servants. The proof being the same hadith, the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. Now, the eighth name being Nabi al-Rahma, the prophet of mercy. the one whom Allah sent as a mercy to the creation. The evidence again in the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. And the ninth name, alaykum salam wa rahmatullah, Nabiul Malhama, Nabiul Malhama, the prophet of slaughter or wars, the one sent to fight against the enemies of Allah. The evidence for this is a hadith of Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, reported by Tirmidhi in his Shama'il. And the tenth name, An-Nabi al-Mustafa, the chosen prophet. The evidence being a hadith of Auf ibn Malik al-Ashja'i radiallahu anhu. Then some of the scholars, in addition to these names, that's not to say that there are only 10 names, but these are 10 names that are authentic as names of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, along with the attributes attached to them. Some of the scholars mention that Allah has described the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a number of attributes in the Quran, or a number of titles in the Quran as well. And they mentioned, some of them mentioned very long lists. And amongst the titles given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran are Abdullah, the slave of Allah. And he's described as being Abd, a slave, and Rasul, a messenger, and Nabi, prophet, and Ummi, unlettered, and Shahid, a witness, and Mubashir, a bringer of glad tidings, and a Nadir, a warner, and a caller to Allah by his permission, and a Siraj and Munira, and a shining lamp, and Ra'uf and Rahima, compassionate and merciful, and a reminder, Mudhakkiran, one who reminded the people of their Lord. And Allah mentions that He made him a mercy, a rahmah, and a ni'mah, a favor, and a hadi, a guide. So these are titles and attributes also mentioned in the Quran with regard to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and other scholars mention many others besides. With regard to the ahadith that were evidences for the names, then firstly, we have the hadith of Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu an, who said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Li khamsatu asma' ana Muhammadun wa Ahmad wa ana al-mahi alladhi yamhu Allahu bil kufr wa ana al-hashir alladhi yuhsharu an-nasu ala qadami wa ana al-aqib. That he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have 5 names. I am Muhammad and Ahmad, and I am Al-Mahi, the one who erases, or the one who eliminates or wipes out, the one through whom Allah through me, that is, wipes away unbelief. And I am Al-Hashir, the one whom the people will be resurrected after me. And I am Al-Aqib, the last prophet. Reported by Al-Bukhari as Hadith 3532, and also by Muslim. So that hadith quotes 5 of the names on that list. Then the second hadith, the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu an, قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسمي لنا نفسه أسماء قال أنا محمد وأحمد والمقفى والحاشر ونبي التوبة ونبي الرحمة. He said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to call himself different names to us. So he said, I am Muhammad and Ahmad and Al-Muqaffa, the one who came at the end of all the prophets before, and Al-Hashir, the last one, or rather the first one to be resurrected, and Nabi Tawbah, the prophet of repentance, and the prophet of mercy, Nabi Al-Rahma. And the third hadith was a hadith of Hudhayfa radiallahu an, who said, I met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on one of the paths of Al-Madinah. So he said, Ana Muhammad, wa ana Ahmad, wa ana Nabi al-Rahma, wa Nabi al-Tawbah, wa ana al-Muqaffa, wa ana al-Hashir, wa Nabi al-Malahim. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I am Muhammad and I am Ahmad and I am the Prophet of mercy and the Prophet of repentance, and I am the one who comes last after the other prophets, and I am the one who will be resurrected first, and the Prophet of wars or slaughter. This hadith was mentioned by Tirmidhi in his book Ash-Shama'il and declared Hassan, good, by Shaykh al-Albani. And as as for the last name in the list of 10, An-Nabi al-Mustafa, the chosen prophet, and the evidence for that is a slightly longer hadith, so I'll just read it in the English. And it's an incident that happened in Al-Medina. And Shaykh al-Albani declared this hadith authentic in his checking of Ibn Kathir's seerah. He declared it sahih, he declared it authentic, sahih. So the hadith is from, reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, from Auf ibn Malik al-Ashja'i radiallahu an, who said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went off one day, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went off one day, and I was with him until we entered a church of the Jews, a synagogue. So Auf ibn Malik, the narrator, he mentioned that he went along with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam one day. He said, until we entered a church, a synagogue of the Jews in Al-Madinah, on a festival day of theirs, and they disliked that we should enter upon them. So he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said to them, O company of Jews, show me 12 men who bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And then Allah will remove the anger that he has upon them from every Jew beneath the sky. In other words, this was the offer the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made to the Jews there. If you bring out 12 men who bear what you know this fact, if you bring 12 men out who bear witness to this, what that which you know, then Allah will remove the anger that He has upon them from every Jew beneath the sky. The companion said, so they were silent. None of them answered him. Then he repeated it to them, but none of them answered him. So he said, you have refused. So by Allah, I am certainly Al-Hashir, the one who will be resurrected first. And I am Al-Aqib, the last prophet. And I am An-Nabi al-Mustafa, and I am the chosen prophet, whether you believe or whether you reject faith. The companion said, then he departed, and I was with him until we had almost gone out. They'd almost left this church of the Jews. He said, we had almost gone out when a man said from behind us, remain where you are, O Muhammad. So that man said,
O company of Jews, what sort of person do you know me to be amongst you? They said, by Allah, we do not know there to have been any man amongst us who knew the book of Allah better than you do, nor anyone having more religious knowledge than you do, nor than your father before you, and nor than your grandfather before your father. And that's what this man who came out from amongst the Jews, that's what he asked them, and that's what they said to him. You're the one who knows the book of Allah best amongst us, just as your father did, just as your grandfather did. He said, then I testify in his favor that by Allah he is the prophet of Allah, whom you find mentioned in the Torah. So then they said, when he said that, then they said, the Jews said, you have lied. And they rebutted his saying and spoke evil of him. I mean, until that, they spoke in praise of him and said he's the most knowledgeable one amongst us. As soon as he said he believed in the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's the one mentioned in the Torah, they said, you have lied. And they refused what he was saying and spoke evil of him. So Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, you people have lied. Your speech will never be accepted. You have just been praising him, as you have done with good. But when he believed, then you declared him to be a liar. And you said about him what you said. So your speech will never be accepted. The companion, the narrator said, Auf ibn Malik said, so the three of us went out. Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, myself and Abdullah ibn Salam. That was the one who had just become a companion. He was a Jew before he entered into Islam. And nobody else from the Jews believed. Then he said, and Allah the Most High sent down concerning him, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَكَفَرْتُمْ بِهِ وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى مِثْلِهِ فَآمَنَ وَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Surah Al-Ahqaf, Ayah 10, with the explanation. Say, do you see, if it is indeed from Allah, and you disbelieve in it, when a witness from Banu Israel witnesses to the like of it, and he believes in it, but you people reject haughtily, then Allah does not guide a wrongdoing people, the unbelieving wrongdoing people. Sheikh Al-Albani said, this hadith is sahih, authentic. So that's hadith is a long evidence as a proof for the name of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi al-Mustafa, the chosen messenger. That's what he told those Jews, I am the chosen messenger, Nabi al-Mustafa. Then with regard to the text, then with regard to point number 42, then At-Tahawi rahimahullah, he continues, وَأَنَّهُ خَاتَمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَإِمَامُ الْأَتْقِيَاءِ وَسَيِّدُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَحَبِيبُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And he, I mean the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he is the last of the prophets, and the Imam, leader of those dutiful to Allah, and the noblest of the messengers, and the beloved one of the Lord of the whole of creation. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, these are from his attributes, alayhi salatu wassalam. Khatimul Anbiya, the last or the seal of the prophets. He was the last or the seal of the prophets. And the meaning of khatam, the seal, is the one whom no prophet will come after. The one whom no prophet will come after. And the khitam, the seal of anything, is that which is placed upon it. As a seal upon it, so that nothing can be added to that thing and nothing can be taken away from it. So Allah sealed the messengerships with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He, the Majestic, in His Highness, said, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَى أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Surah Al-Ahzab, the 33rd Surah, Ayah 40, with the explanation, and Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but rather he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets, the last of the prophets. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so there is no need for the coming of any prophet after him, because the Quran is present and the prophetic sunnah is present, and the ulama ar-rabbaniyun, the wise scholars who cultivate the people upon the correct way, are present, calling the people to Allah and giving clarity to the people. So therefore, the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will remain until the establishment of the last hour. It will not be changed, and it will not be abrogated, and it will not be altered. Because Allah, the one free of all imperfections, has made it suitable and fitting for every time and every place. Obviously, those two phrases go together there. The Islam, until the last hour, Islam will not be changed. It will not be abrogated, and it will not be altered. Why? Because Allah has made it, Allah has made the religion of Islam suitable and fitting for every single time and every single place. I mean, right until the last hour. Every time and every place, the Islam that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with, Islam is suitable from then until the last hour. Islam is suitable for all that time and for every place within that time. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and as for the revealed laws of the previous prophets, then they were temporary for their nations in particular times. And then Allah abrogated those legislated laws from before with other legislated laws suitable for other nations. And that's the case in the past. Each prophet who came before, then they had those who had a system of revealed laws. It was for a particular people in a particular time. And then another one came for a different people, a different time, until Islam came. Shaykh al-Fawzan quotes two evidences for that. From the Qur'an, he said, he quotes the ayah, لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا, Surah Al-Ma'idah, the 5th surah, ayah 48. With the explanation, for every people from you, we made a set of revealed laws and a clear way to proceed upon. And he quotes Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th Surah, Ayah 48. He said, and He, the Most High, said, لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ, Surah Al-Ra'ad, the 13th Surah, Ayah 38. For every revealed book, there is a set time period. Sheikh said, meaning each book has a set time period. I mean, from the books before. Sheikh said, so the religion of Islam is complete. It does not need any messenger after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the ulama, the scholars, are the inheritors of the prophets. So whoever holds the belief that there will come after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam any prophet, any Nabi, then he is a kafir, is a disbeliever in Allah, outside the fold of the religion. Let's repeat that. The Shaykh said, anyone who holds the belief that there will come after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam any prophet, then that person is a disbeliever in Allah, outside the religion. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed that there were going to come liars falsely claiming prophethood after him. He alayhi salatu wasallam said, سَيَأْتِي بَعَدِي كَذَّابُونَ ثَلَاثُونَ كُلُّهُمْ يَدَّعِي أَنَّهُ نَبِيٌّ وَأَنَا خَاتَمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعَدِي. That he, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, there will come after me great liars, 30 great liars, each one of them claiming that he is a prophet, and I am the last of the prophets. There is no prophet after me. This hadith that the Shaykh is quoting here is a hadith of Thawban radiallahu anhu. And the basis of the hadith is in Sahih Muslim, but this full wording is reported by Abu Dawud and at Tirmidhi, declared Sahih, authentic by Shaykh al-Albani. That Thawban radiallahu anhu said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى تلحق قبائل من أمتي بالمشركين وحتى يعبدوا الأوثان وأنه سيكون في أمتي 30 كذابون كلهم يزعم أنه نبي وأنا خاتم النبيين لا نبي بعدي. From Thawban, who said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the last hour will not be established until some tribes of my nation join with the mushriks, and until they worship the idols, and there will be in my nation 30 great liars, each one of them claiming that he is a prophet, and I am the seal of the prophets. There is no prophet after me. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so whoever claims prophethood or has prophethood claimed on his behalf, or whoever follows them, then all of them are unbelievers, kuffar. So the Shaykh mentioned three categories of people here. Those who claim to be prophets after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who themselves claim to be prophets. Secondly, those who somebody else claims it on their behalf, somebody else claims it for them. And thirdly, whoever follows them upon that. Shaykh said, فَكُلُّهُمْ كَفَرَ. All of these are unbelievers. And the Muslims have fought against them and have declared them to be unbelievers. And the last of those who claimed prophethood in this present time was that Pakistani Qadiani, the one who claimed prophethood, or rather the one whose followers, the Qadianis, claimed that he was a prophet. And these people, the Qadianis, they are called the Ahmadis as an ascription to his name, because the name of this individual was Ahmad al-Qadiani. And the scholars declared him to be an unbeliever, a kafir, and they repelled him from the lands of Islam. And they declared his followers to be unbelievers, since this is a denial of Allah and of his messenger. And this is a claim that what Allah the Most High said is not true. That when Allah described the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as being khatam an-nabiyyin, that's not true. When Allah said he was the last of the prophets, they say there's a prophet after him. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said that he was the last of the prophets, they say, no, there's a prophet after him. So as the Shaykh said, so this is a denial of Allah and of his messenger. And their being unbelievers is by ijma' consensus of the Muslims. No one disagrees about this. Nobody disagreed about that, about the Qadianis being unbelievers. Then he said, so it is essential that the Muslim believes that he, alayhi salatu wassalam, is the last of the prophets and messengers. And he is the Imam al-Atqiya, he is the Imam, the leader of those having taqwa. He is the Imam of those dutiful to Allah. Meaning that he is the single example to be followed for those who are obedient and dutiful to Allah. Those who have taqwa to Allah, the mighty and majestic. He is their example, their sole example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ Surah Al-Ahzab, the 33rd surah, ayah 21. With the explanation, there is indeed a fine example for you in Allah's Messenger. For whoever has hope in Allah and in the last day. Then the Shaykh said, and as for others besides the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then such a person, anyone besides the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is only to be followed if he himself is following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as for a person who contradicts the Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam, then it's not permissible to follow him. He quotes the ayah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, ayah 31. With the explanation, say, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was told to say to the people, say, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. Then Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. The Shaykh said, so there is no way towards Allah except by following the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and proceeding upon his way. Then he said, and as for the term وَسَيِّدُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ and he is the noblest of the messengers. The phrase that Tahawi mentions here, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Sayyidul al-Mursaleen, the noblest of the messengers. He said, that is him, alayhi salatu wassalam. He is the Sayyidu waladi Adam. He is the noblest of the sons of Adam. Just as he, alayhi salatu wassalam, said about himself, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وَلَدِ آدَمْ وَلَا فَخَرْ That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am the noblest of the sons of Adam. And that is not boasting. I'm not saying it as a boast. This hadith, as I mentioned, is reported by Tirmidhi, and it's from a hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu an. Declared sahih, authentic by Shaykh al-Albani. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, by this statement, I am the noblest of the sons of Adam, and this is not a boast. Shaykh said, he informed his nation of that as part of giving thanks to Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, as part of shukr. I mean, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, I'm not saying it to boast. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, rather he said it as a part of giving thanks to Allah for that. And also, so that the Ummah, the nation, should give thanks to their Lord, the Mighty and Majestic, for this favor, that he made its messenger the best of the messengers, the noblest of the messengers. I mean, it's a favor upon us that we should thank Allah for. And he said, Shaykh Fawzan said, and the word Sayyid means Al-Muqaddim Well, Imam, the noblest here, it means the foremost one and the leader. So he is the best of the messengers, alayhi salatu wassalam. And he is their Imam, their leader. And he is at the head of them. And then Shaykh al-Fawzan makes a final point with regard to the last point in the heading, in the text. وَحَبِيبُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And he is the beloved one of the Lord of the whole of creation. Shaykh al-Fawzan said this term, حَبِيبُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the beloved one of the Lord of the creation. This term, حَبِيب, here, is a term which has a point of criticism against it. Because it is not sufficient. It's not sufficient to say, he said, his saying, Habib, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the beloved one, is not sufficient. Rather, he is the Khalil. It should be said, he is Khalil Rabbil Alameen. He is the especially close beloved one of the Lord of the creation. And Al Khulla is more excellent than just Al Mahabba. Love. So Shaykh said, this term we shouldn't, for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we shouldn't use this general term here for him, Habib. He's just a Habib, just one whom Allah loves. Rather, we should use the term, he's the Khalil of Allah, the especially beloved, especially close beloved one of Allah. That's the term we use for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the Khalilu Rabbil Alameen. Because he said, Khulla is more excellent than just mahabba, love. Then he said, because al-mahabba, love, is of levels, and the highest of its levels is al-khulla, which is the purest love. And no one attained this level except for two men from the creation, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam and our Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. I mean, this level of especial, that they are a Khalil, especially close beloved one of Allah, only two people were that, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then the Shaykh gives the evidence for this. He said, he quotes the ayah, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا, Surah An-Nisa, the fourth surah, ayah 125. And Allah took, with the explanation, and Allah took Ibrahim as a Khalil, as an especially close beloved one. He said, and likewise our Prophet, alayhi salatu wassalam, because he himself informed about that, saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اتَّخَذَنِي خَلِيلًا كَمَا اتَّخَذَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself said about himself, Allah took me as an especially close beloved one, just as he took Ibrahim as a Khalil, especially close beloved one. The hadith is reported by Muslim. And it's a hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if I were to take a specially beloved friend from the people of the earth, I would have taken Ibn Abi Quhafa. Ibn Abi Quhafa meaning Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, as an especially close beloved friend. However, your companion, meaning himself, is the Khalil of Allah. I mean, I am the especially close beloved one of Allah. Reported by Muslim. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan finishes this by saying, so it should not be said about him that he is Habibullah, a beloved one of Allah. Because this term is suitable for every believer. And there is nothing special for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in it. Every believer can be said to be one who is beloved to Allah, who is a Habib of Allah. Every believer is Habib to Allah. But as for being Khalil, Khulla, then no one shares with him in that. I mean, from this ummah, no one shares with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in being a Khalil of Allah, especially beloved one of Allah. I mean, only two men were Khalil, Ibrahim and Muhammad alayhi as-salatu was-salam. Then as a final point, there's a narration that Shaykh al-Albani points out is weak in his notes to At-Tahawiyyah, that somebody might raise an objection and say, what about this hadith here? But there's a hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and in it is quoted that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, Ala wa ana habibullah wa la fakhr, that I am the Habib of Allah, I am the beloved one of Allah, and that's not boasting. So if they say, what about that narration? Then Shaykh al-Albani mentioned, rahimahullah, this narration is da'if, weak, not authentic. It's weak because it's got the narrator Zam'a ibn Salih, and also the narrator Salama ibn Wahram. So this is a weak, unauthentic narration. And then just very quickly, because the next point is very short, point number 43. وَكُلُّ دَعْوَى النُّبُوَّةِ بَعَدَهُ فَغَيٌّ وَهَوَى. And every claim to prophethood after him is erroneous and baseless desires. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, the meaning of this, or rather this has preceded in the meaning of his being the seal and last of the prophets. So therefore, every claim to prophethood after him is futile and is unbelief, since there will not come any prophet after our prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. And as for Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, when he descends at the end of time, then it will not be upon the basis that he is a prophet and a messenger, nor upon the basis that he is coming with a new revealed law. Rather, he will come upon the basis that he is a mujaddid, a reviver, for the religion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the basis that he is one following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he will judge with the Islamic Sharia. He'll judge with the Islamic laws. Walhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Any points of clarification? Yeah. As some brothers pointing out here, they say this Qadiani dog, they're trying to disassociate, it seems the brother who's writing this trying to disassociate his country from this Qadiani dog here. It said this Qadiani dog was not from Pakistan but from India. In those days they didn't have the border with Pakistan, but anyway, khair inshallah. Pakistan was part of India then as well, but anyway, khair. As for the hadith that we mentioned with regard to the names, the ten names that were mentioned in this list, 10 authentic names of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not to say there are not any other authentic names, but just these names are all authentic with the evidence, then there are, you can find them here on this sheet, these sheets of paper that the brother here has photocopied. So they're here with Abu Adil. So whoever wants to take one of these, then go ahead, inshallah. Yeah, it's just in English. With regard to the dua which I mentioned last week, did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say it in the prayer? Which dua? With regard to the hadith of Al-Mughira bin Shu'bah, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say at the end of every obligatory prayer, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayt, wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at, wa la yanfa'u dhal jadd minkal jadd. The hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Then obviously the term at the fi dubri kulli salatin maktuba, and this term in the dubr at the end of the prayer, it can mean in the prayer, at the end of the prayer, inside the prayer, or it can mean at the end of the prayer, outside the prayer. So there's some narration, there are some sayings that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say within the prayer, and there are some that he would say outside, as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and his student Ibn al-Qayyim point out. But as for this narration here, then this was something to be said after the prayer, after the end of the prayer. Wallahu a'lam. Whoever's got this handout, where it says Al-Muqaffi, then change it to Al-Muqaffa. As a brother corrected, it should be Al-Muqaffa, not Al-Muqaffi, in wherever you find it. With regard to the weak narration that mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being described as Habibullah, the beloved one of Allah, then the two weak narrators were Zam'ah ibn Salih and Salamah ibn Wahram, with a waw and a ha, and a ra, and an alif, and a meem. They're the two weak narrators in his chain of narration. Hadith reported by Tirmidhi. Point number which? 40. That was a week before. 40. With regard to someone who wasn't here 2 weeks ago, point number 40, آمَنَّا بِذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ وَأَيْقَنَّا أَنَّ كُلًّا مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ. We have iman in all of that. I think it was 2 weeks. We have iman in all of that. Was it last week? Yeah, you're right, it was last week. We have iman in all of that. And we are certain that everything comes from Him. It comes from Allah. We have iman in all of that, and we are certain that everything comes from Him. I mean, everything previously mentioned in the book. Yeah? We have iman in all those things that have been mentioned in the book so far. And we believe that everything comes from Allah. Yeah, the
just I wanted to know what ayahs they were. Where to find the ayahs? You mentioned the bias.
About the names of Muhammad. As for the ayahs where the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, then there was Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, Ayah 144, Surah Al-Ahzab, the 33rd Surah, Ayah 40, Surah Muhammad, 47th Surah, Ayah 2, and Surah Al-Fath, the 48th Surah, Ayah 29. That's the four places in the Quran where Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned by name. يقول السائل الذي يكتب الشيخ يحيى الحجوري يقول الكلمة المكفي في شرحه على قول المفيد والله أعلم على يعني أهل الأعلم بحث إن شاء الله Somebody saying that Sheikh Yahya al-Hajuri said that the correct term is al-muqaffi, not al-muqaffi, the word al-muqaffi or al-muqaffa, that what's correct is al-muqaffi, I mean with a ya that's pronounced, with a ya with dots that's pronounced. I said, wallahu a'lam. We'll check it inshallah. It's a research for another piece of, a small piece of homework, which is correct, al-muqaffi or al-muqaffa, or both of them. Khair inshallah.
Is it the case that all the prophets, all the Anbiya that came before, that their names all had a meaning and an attribute or a quality of their name?
Allahu Akbar. Allahu A'lam. The point that Ibn Qayyim mentioned is just, he was just talking about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his names, they're not just a name. For example, obviously in the Arabic language, you could have a person called Hassan. Hassan, the beautiful one. He's not necessarily beautiful. You could have a person called Salih, and he's an evildoer. He's not a righteous person. He's a, you know, the contrary to being that. So the Sheikh made the point, I mean, it's just a name. In other words, it's just a name. Ibn Qayyim made the point that as for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then all of his names were attributes of his, were correct titles and attributes of him. So he was called the praiseworthy one, and he was, in other words, he was deserving of praise, or the one who praises abundantly, and he was one who praised Allah abundantly, and so on with the rest of the names. Al-Mahi, the one who eliminates or wipes out, I mean the one, as himself said, the one whom Allah wipes out unbelief through, and so on to the rest of the names. All of them were not just a name with no meaning, rather they were names with meaning, and the attribute was for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for the prophets before, Allahu A'lam. Allahu A'lam. Ibn Qayyim was talking about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll let you have it inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.